Discerning townies and tourists with an appetite for quality and a quintessential local market experience target the Reading Terminal in Center City, Philadelphia, recognized as one of the 10 great public spaces in America. The challenge of evolving while maintaining its unique character until recently fell to now former Reading Terminal Market General Manager Paul Stanky, who will in turn try to sate his appetite by vying for public office. Paul, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Great to be here, Dave.
So let me first task you with a brief overview history of the market.
Well, the market actually traces its history to the very founding of the city in the 1690s, when the farmers and producers gathered at the foot of Market Street, then called High Street, to sell. That market grew and expanded in Market Street until it moved into its own building at 12th and Market in 1860. And that, in turn, was replaced by the current Reading Terminal in the early 1890s.
And there were highs and lows in the period since 1892, but there was a real nadir, as it were, in the 1970s.
Yes, by the latter 1970s, the market was down to only 23 merchants. It was three-quarters vacant.
So what happened that took it off of life support?
Well, in the early 1980s, the reformed Reading Company, having shed its railroad assets, reimagined the market as a food market to serve the then-reviving downtown and started recruiting independent small food vendors, primarily at first the Amish from Lancaster County, and they started to bring customers back into the market, and the rest really took place from there.
I understand a few of the tenants currently at the market can date their legacy all the way back to 1892.
Well, the oldest tenant in the market and the only original one remaining is Bassett's Ice Cream, which is a household name in Philadelphia. They opened in their current location in 1892, and there are two that have been there since the 19-teens, Haltom and Family Country Foods and Godshaw's Poultry.
Tell us about what you think makes the Reading Terminal unique and how you tried to grow that during your time there.
What makes it unique is the interaction of food and people. We place a very high premium on recruiting local food merchants to preserve that unique Philadelphia feel. Having all of that together under one roof, because of the critical mass of different kinds of foods, bringing in different kinds of people from all walks of life, and it creates this wonderful atmosphere that really is unmatched anywhere.
Are there rules governing replacements when a tenant drops out?
Well, our number one rule is that all merchants have to be independently owned local businesses. The market does not lease to franchises or chains. And again, that is to preserve the local feel and prevent the market from becoming sort of a cookie cutter shopping center like you can find anywhere.
How does tradition in food tastes vie with ever evolving food tastes and types of food?
Well, it's important for the market to try and stay current with those trends. For example, we had a vendor in the 1940s and 50s who's still there today called Spataro's. Back then, they were selling buttermilk and cottage cheese sandwiches. Well, today they're selling hoagies, cheesesteaks, and french fries. So there's a really stark example of a change over 60 years in consumer taste. So the market needs to respect its traditions, uphold its traditions, and celebrate its traditions, but the market also needs to stay current on the latest in food trends and to gently adapt as much as possible.
What advice, solicited or otherwise, might you offer your successor?
To stay true to the mission statement and the operating policy guidelines of the market. They were laid down for us in the early 1990s when the Convention Center first acquired the market, and the nonprofit that was set up to run the market went into business, and those operating policy guidelines and mission statement are as relevant today as they were then, and that really should be a touchstone for my successor at the market, I think.
What distinguishes and also what does the Reading Terminal Market have in common with other renowned public markets, either Fulton or Pike Market?
I think history and tradition is what sets those places apart from other retail establishments. You know, the Reading Terminal Market is in the Market East neighborhood. Throughout the Reading Terminal Market's existence, we had stores like Wanamaker's, Strawbridge's, Litt Brothers, Gimbel's. The Reading Terminal Market is the only retail anchor left in the Market East neighborhood, And that is something for Philadelphia to celebrate and something that the market tries to celebrate every day.
So now you're leaving the market for the hustle and bustle of local politics. Explain.
Well, I'm a lifelong Philadelphian. I've always been interested in Philadelphia and passionate about Philadelphia and its place in the world. I like to think of Philadelphia as one of the nation's, if not the world's, great cities. And I've always worked towards that goal in whatever I've done in my life, in whatever small way I can to contribute to that. And I think a logical next step for me is to try and get involved in the leadership of the city and its city government, and to bring my knowledge and experience and my passion for the city to the public sector and make a contribution that way.
Paul, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Paul Stanky, former Reading Terminal Market General Manager. You can hear more of our conversation at newsworks.org.